trying to dodge raindrops.
Yeah, it looked like it was a little heavier over your way.
Yep, it's mine. 1 minute it's pouring down rain, next minute it ain't nothing but a drizzle.
Ain't rain over here right now. How old are you?
My third. Finishing up about the time you get to work.
I'm getting home at a decent time anyway.
Came an hour and a half early this morning. We had papers at 12:35. And, of course, there was a kink. They didn't insert the stuff they was supposed to insert in the papers for today, and I had to sit there and hand insert everything. Took me a little bit over an hour. I finally got to leave just a little bit before 2 o'clock.
It was early because they didn't do what they were supposed to, right?
What I'm thinking. What you got looking at here at work?
Kind of a day today. Not a lot out of the ordinary going on, I don't think.
You stay inside and stay dry.
I'm supposed to be starting to switch out of the welding supply gas bottles and the forklift gas bottles. And that we're going with a different supplier.
In the bud.
Bit of time because technically you paid for the gas when they brought it on site, so you need to like use up their bottles first so you can return them.
I asked you if they were going to give you any type of credit for over the full ones.
Use them up and then you know, once you use them up, then they just pick up the empties. But then if you don't return all the empties that they say that you got, then they charge you for them.
Counting them and numbering them.
Bottled gas, not the forklift gas, but the other, you know, chemicals, oxygen and nitrogen and helium. Five bottles short somewhere, so I gotta find them.
Walked out the back gate with them.
So I just gotta figure out what, you know, what bottles are missing, you know, what gas was in them for the ones that are missing.
It's gonna be a paper trail.
We'll get through it. We'll figure it out somehow.
They're calling you Snoop Dogg.
Yesterday, so it ended up being 53 miles to a gallon by the map.
Not bad at all. And it ain't even broke in yet.
Talking about, you know, and I've been kind of driving it regular and that, so that's really working out good. And then the onboard computer said 54 miles per gallon, so that's pretty close.
Fairly, you can't complain about that. I mean, you can figure it might be off a little bit, but if it's within 1 mile of what the math comes up with, that's a pretty accurate meter. This weather's crazy. One day it's raining, next day it's not. But they say we're supposed to have some real nice weather after this. I think it's not supposed to rain or anything until Monday.
On the 7 day, I think it was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It was supposed to be, no rain and in the 70s and that. So it should be really good. Although tomorrow morning, early in the morning, they're showing snow flurries up there in North Carolina.
Surprise. There was a guy in Tennessee talking on the radio yesterday saying that the day before it was 79 degrees. That night it hit 31, and when they woke up, they had 4 inches of snow on the ground.
From shorts to a sweatshirt, right?
Yep.
I just don't know how it is in the South.
South, you have all four seasons all in one day.
All in the same week, right?
You used to not be that way. Once it got warm, it stayed warm.
Go from winter right straight to summer and forget about spring.
This is what Mother Nature's calling spring.
All the darn rain.
To have a dry summer.
How much they wanted for that property over there by you?
Find out anything. Knowing that guy that owns it, he's probably going to ask him in, but I'll see if I can't work him down and get a decent price for him.
Holding out for a big subdivision.
But he ain't getting it. He's hurting right now. He did himself building all those apartments and stuff.
Tractor.
Your contractor. Little bit of everything, I think. He borrowed $1 million from the county to finish the apartments. And now the county's on his rump wanting their money.
One way or the other. KN4TFW.
Happy Friday. Yeah, they gonna get it.
Come late spring, early summer, my sister's gonna move out to that BMW warehouse out there by me up there in Spartanburg.
And over there, so she can keep an eye on you. Gonna do some turkey hunting.
Thought about it, and that I just hadn't really put any time into it.
That friend of mine, Cody, he can't wait. He wants to take his little sister, Alexis, turkey hunting, see if she can get her one.
They're a smart bird, for sure.
Smart bird, but they can't see too good. That's another downpour.
Get up there to my office before it starts.
Yeah.
Used to come in tomorrow sometime, and that'd be the first time she's been back in South Carolina in like 3 years.
Anxious to see her and that grandbaby.
Have some time with them.
Boy, them grandbabies, too bad.
You're supposed to be over on Saturday, so maybe they'll come at a decent time.
As much time with them as you can, because once they get grown, they're gone.
Yeah.
Friend boy of mine, I see him about 3 times a week. And his sister that's 20, I might see her 1 time a week if I'm lucky.
He's doing life and that, but eventually they'll come around and visit.
They don't come around with their hands stuck out like some young people do.
That's definitely not the norm today for them.
Cody told me one time, he said, "Papa, if I can't work and earn it, I don't need it." Maybe 5 vehicles all night long. Just so far, I haven't found any standing water.
This afternoon, right?
That's a possibility, because my phone said we got 93% chance of rain today. We're off like about 7%.
Look like 100% chance today.
Tested the temperature and it's cold.
Not 4 over here right now.
I'm about to rain water. 10-inch Dutch oven came in yesterday.
That size. You'd be able to cook several chickens in that thing.
Got it. Well, if and when we get up there at Patrick's. Cause we'll have a group B, and I got Mike one. So, we should be able to feed y'all up pretty decent.
The date planned yet? KN4 TFW.
Same one.
HKX. Talk about him and there he shows up. Good morning, Patrick.
I've been sandbagging as I was eating breakfast. I've been listening for a little bit.
Today talking with Tom, but I had, by the time I got off of work, but I had to stop and get gas. By the time I got gas, you guys were gone.
Several times yesterday.
So the radio is always on, even when he's at the house. If you holler out for him, he'll usually answer.
I talked to him several times yesterday. I've talked to him several times before. He's always got his radio on, just like I do.
Gonna go over and look at that radio he was talking about.
Hopefully so. That sounds like a pretty good deal on the one he's got. He's got a Kenwood S590F for $600.
Paid, I think he paid around $1,300 for it.
Something like that's about what he paid for it. I've been doing a little research on it. Yesterday and tonight, or last night, and it looks like a pretty good radio. I'm sure Tom's got it. It's a good one.
Tom tells you it's in good shape, or mint in shape. You can take it for his word.
Steve, they also, he's got one of the A2 857Ds. He wants to meet up this afternoon so I can take a look at it. So we'll see. I can't decide if I want one of the full-size ones or one of the small ones so it don't take up so much room.
I got the big one. I wanted a big one to take up room. I like the big radios. I don't know why, but I prefer them over the small one.
Real advantage to it?
Maybe some bells and whistles.
Bill.
Down in here.
Am I making it up there okay? I'm down here in Greenwood, so it's a ways.
Here in Spartanburg.
I'm down here a bit. In the morning sometimes. For what it's worth, personal opinion, I do a lot of contesting, and the 590 is a much better radio for crowded band conditions than the ASU would be. The other station said there's a lot more bells and whistles. But if you're just doing general rag chewing or stuff like that, you're not going to see a lot of difference. But if you do ever get into DX and you're contesting, the 590 is a much better radio. A little difficult to set up sometimes for different things. I've got a 590S and a 590SG. They're not the best radios in the world, but I like them. I'm happy with them. And you probably have heard Bill N4IQ on the air. He's on this repeater quite a bit. He also runs two of the TS590s. He and I have similar setups. $600 for that radio is a real good price. This is Kevin, N4XL.
Thank you for your information. This is KO4HKX. I've only had my license, tech license, since September. I'm studying to get my general now, and these Ken and Ed are trying to coach me in the right direction on what to do, along with Ed or Tom over there, and trying to help me out. So I appreciate any information I can get.
Before I kick it over to the other guy, there is two things about the 590 that people aren't necessarily happy with. One is the original 590S, which you're talking about, gets. They didn't do a good job of the automatic level control, the ALC, on transmit, and some of the first radios came out And when you first key it up, there's a quick spike. And if people had a solid-state amplifier, that spike was so quick and so sudden that it could actually trip the amplifier offline. It didn't hurt anything, it just tripped the amp off. Yaesu did a firmware modification to it and dampened that down a little bit. But some people have given the rig a bad rap over that. And it was rightly deserved in the beginning. So I'll mention that. The second thing is, I follow a lot of the TS-590 reflector groups, is it uses a USB port to control. You don't need an interface. You can control the rig directly with a computer. I'm really dropping that. And it's got a built-in sound card, so you can actually do all kinds of connections without having to buy like an interface unit between the two. Which I don't think the Yaesu's got that, which is another real good thing for it. But with that USB connection between the rig, it has both USB and a DB9 connector. Kenwood messed up on the original connections of the USB adapter, and they did not ground some of the USB lines. Some of the people are finding that it's kind of susceptible to static issues, and they're losing their USB communications because of plugging and unplugging with a connected or near lightning strikes. I personally have never had problems, and I've owned one of these radios for about, I'd say about 4 years, the second one for about 3, and I don't believe Bill in 4IQ has either. But a few people have had issues with that bus isolator. The other station, don't remember your call, the guy delivering papers. Go ahead.
KM4, NAP, name is Ed. But, you know, I had a 450D, and then I bought a DX3000. And that's why I said, you know, the bigger radios had just a few more bells and whistles on it. But that little 450D did me an excellent job, and Ken's got it now. Come on in here, Ken.
KN4TFW. Yeah, I didn't know what to tell him about. The only experience I had with a HF radio is that 450D, so I wasn't too familiar with any of them.
Got your own opinions, and you know how that goes. I've been hamming for quite a few years, and I think the guy delivering papers ought to write these calls down. Sorry about that. It's an interesting contest, and I've almost jumped in here a lot, but I've been doing what I call competitive contesting for several years. Used to run a multi-multi, invited over there in Georgia and stuff. Do reasonably well. I'll talk to them about that. But I've used quite a few rigs in the contesting environment. The 590 is a real decent little radio, and I'm happy with it. I'd upgrade, but to be honest with you, if I was just starting out, most y'all are just a general rag chewer. Really, 857 would do reasonably well. It's only in the bigger, more crowded band condition that you would really see a difference. We've got people operating 450s and 3000s and all that kind of stuff. They do real good. I wouldn't go back now to one of the smaller rigs. The KO4 station, go ahead.
I was saying, I'm just getting started, so I'm trying to find out. And you can't have club meetings or get together with anybody, so it's hard to find out anything right now.
Good questions. I'll be happy to answer. Down here trying to figure out how to hook something called Vera FM into my station and work with some of the South Carolina Aries groups. We don't have a real big Aries presence down here in Greenwood. But trying to figure all that stuff out. Other than that, if nobody's got a particular question, I'll sit here and listen on the for a while. Kevin M4XL. Somebody pick it up. I'm not sure who.
Now, it's Ken. I'm about destinated, so I'll say 73 to all of you. And Kevin, it's good to talk to you and meet you. And we're here every weekday morning, so come on in here and just jump on in here and be part of our group. We'd be glad to have you. And so I'll say 73 to everybody. Hope everybody has a good day. KN4 TFW. He's Ken. Catch you in the morning.
Ken and Kevin, I don't have any specific questions that I know of yet. I don't know what to ask, to be honest with you.
As I said, I've been doing this a long time, so the thing that's going to sound snobby, and I really don't want it to, but the things that I appreciate now are far different from when I was first starting out. I used to just deal with a little inverted V dipole stuck on the top of the roof, like 3 inches above the roof. It's great just to talk to people a couple hundred miles away. Now I'm trying to do some of these big international DX contests, so the things I value are a little bit different than what you probably value, so my opinions are a little bit tempered too, and you got to take that into consideration.
Get all information, that way you can make an informed decision, not just one side. So I do appreciate your opinion, and I do value it, and I just want to say thank you for it.
Going, you still throwing papers outside in the rain?
I'm down about 2 minutes to go. I'm headed to the old QTH and hug my coffee pot.
Well, I don't really know where to go for talking or whatnot, but people ask me about antennas and radios and stuff. And it really boils down to, what do you want to do with radio? What's your goal, and where do you want to go, and how much resources and finances do you have? I didn't have a lot of money to start with, and I'm retired now, so I can't go out and change radios around. So I try to look longer term and hold on to something. But you know, swap radios in and out, which is $600 for a 590 you can afford to do. That's a pretty good situation. I'd recommend it. It's got reasonably good receiver in it, and there's more to receiving than just the sensitivity. So I'm saying on a quiet band, the 857 would do just as well. I used to have a TS-570, which baby brother what this is, and I used to use a lot of the old ICOM 745s. I own that, the ASU FT-1000. So I'm not stuck on Kenwood by any stretch. Over at the contest station, we used Tentec Orions and Telecraft K3s. So, yeah, a bit of a wider range, but you get into the band conditions where things are crowded and you're trying to pick out the stations that are close together. What they call the dynamic range in the 590 is better than the 857. And that's where it'll start shining. But really, it's most hams will tell you, it's all in the antennas for the most part, until you get a lot more experience. So whatever rig you get, I definitely try to put up the best antenna that you can.
Contesting or not, I was going to go sit down with Ken one afternoon and see if I enjoy it, that kind of thing. But I haven't been able to get exposed to it yet.
1200's got that pretty little screen in the front of it, which is fun to play with. You can actually add a spectrum display, band scope, whatever you want to call it, waterfall display to the 590s. Both Bill and 4IQ and I have done that to both of ours, and we use them quite a bit. And I think you'd be just as happy with the 1200 as you would with the TS-590. They're decent little radios, too. I wouldn't hesitate to get one of them. And as far as the off-center fed dipole, it definitely works good. Part of the antennas that you don't think a lot about, and I didn't know until I got into contesting, was this thing called takeoff angles. You may have heard that a little bit. I don't know. People talking about it, or maybe it was even a license test. But depending upon who you're trying to talk to, sometimes your radio wave will go off at a really steep angle, and sometimes it'll go off at a really low angle compared to the horizon. And you need, generally speaking, those low angles to work the DX, although there's exceptions to that too, and I can give you thousands of them. But for the most part, generally speaking, with odds and percentages, you need those lower angles to work reliable DX. No one antenna covers all the angles well, so you kind of got to figure out if you want to work a lot of strong signals in the U.S. or DX, design your antenna around that. But I think you'd be happy with a 1200.
That waterfall in the front of it to actually learning how to get to anything, tune in a station.
Somebody who started out in 1975 when such a thing was not even there, so as far as I'm concerned, it's not really needed. But now that I've started using them, you can find a station on a quiet band real quick just by widening it out and taking a look. Sometimes if you spin the knob on the front of the radio, the VFO knob, and the guy's talking to somebody else, and you're in the skip zone and you can't hear the other station, you might just turn right past the guy because he doesn't happen to be talking at that particular minute. But if you got a waterfall display, as it scrolls down the screen, you can say, oh, just before I was tuning up to this frequency, there was a station there. And rather than just tune on by, because the guy, you can't hear the guy talking, you can stop and then listen. So that makes it very useful. And if you get into DX chasing, a lot of times they'll work split. I think I heard you all talking about that the other day, where the DX is transmitting on one particular frequency, but rather than everybody call him on that same frequency, he'll be listening up 2-3 kilohertz. And you can kind of see where the guy comes back to him, where the DX is listening, and it makes it easier to break the pile up and work that DX too. So they're pretty handy to have, not to mention the cool factor they need to look at.
As I'm in my driveway. 7-3s to both of you. Y'all have a good day. Hope to catch both of you again in the morning. Kevin, it was a pleasure to meet you. And do come back and join us every morning. The more the merrier. That's the way we like it. So 7-3s, KM4NA.
Have a good day, and as usual, enjoy the conversation, and I appreciate all the information you so freely give. You have a good day, and Al, we're all doing pretty good, and Kevin, again, thank you for everything that you've offered up this morning, and I do hope you come back and join us in the conversations on another morning.
Far more than I talk. I'll jump in here now and then. Not down here every morning, but I'll check in a little bit more often. It's good to talk with you, Ed, and we'll let Al go ahead and pick it up, and I'm going to go ahead and sign. It's not raining down here yet, so I'll get the dog out and get her on her walk. Be light in about 15 minutes or so. Take care of that. So, yeah, I think the other station's name was Al. Go ahead and pick it up. This is Kevin, N4XL. I'll be clearing, listening for a go-around. This is my final.
I gotta get this antenna over to the power turned down. Another transmitter or something. I think it's fine, but I'll say hello to everybody. Hope everyone's here. We're playing. Yeah, playing. Make sure you got me.
This is KO4 AKX. This is Patrick up here in Penrose. I'm gonna say 7-3 to you. You have a good day. Al, I'll be around for a few more minutes, but I'm having a hard time hearing you on my mobile. I don't mean anything by it, but I'm struggling to hear you.
Is anyone else in here?
Just me and you.
Yes, that's because the distance you are, you know, you're mobile, so I'll say 73. I don't want to beat the transmitter up any more than I have to. I'll watch for the thunderstorm, I'll stay up. Thanks, Dan. 4-line clear.
To you, Al.
Okay, so we'll be later. I'll be listening. Yeah, 4-line clear. Thanks.